Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Prince Lindworm. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Norway. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part two, with more icky Lindworm for you. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. The law still said the prince needed a wife. So the king and queen said they would give more money to the family of any girl who married Prince Lindworm. More greedy parents brought their daughters to the castle, and this time Prince Lindworm chose a short girl. There was another wedding, another crown, and another party. When it was time for bed, Prince Lindworm took the newer princess to their bedroom and said,
"Now you are my wife, you have to hug me."
But when Prince Lindworm touched the newer princess, she suddenly burst into tears. Her skin turned really smelly, and she ran straight out of the bedroom, the castle, the city, and out of this story. The law still said the prince needed a wife. This time, though, even the greediest parents didn't want to bring their daughters. So the king turned to one of the girls who worked in the castle and said,
You must marry Prince Lindworm, or we'll chop off your head."
The girl wasn't happy about this, but she also didn't want her head chopped off. She ran into the dark forest so no one would see her cry. There she met the magic woman, who gave her some money and said,
"Buy yourself four dresses. Wear all of them when you marry the prince. At the end of the day, when he asks for a hug, this is what you need to do."
The girl listened carefully as the magic woman gave her a few more instructions. Then she said a huge thank you and left to go shopping. To find out if Prince Lindworm gets a happy ending, make sure you subscribe to our podcast for tomorrow's episode. Or, if you can't wait, sign up to become an epic explorer. That way you can hear the whole story all at once and get a copy of the book with some amazing pictures. In fact, you can even watch me tell the story for you and strengthen your creative muscles with my epic challenge. And once you're finished with Prince Lindworm, you'll find loads of other great stories there too. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon!